So we're in the middle of Simon Aleph Sif. Can I see thing? Yes. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Afal pishakan pirivya." Even though a person fulfilled the mitzvah pirivya, also lo la'amod below isha. He can't be without a wife. The tzarach sheyisa isha bas banim. He needs to still go ahead and marry a woman who's capable of having children. Im yesh shavik sipek biyadav. He has the ability, the wherewithal, the finances. Afil yesha kama banim. Even if he has many, many children, he still has to continue to try to have more children. V'me'ein sipak biyadal lisa isha bas banim, elam kein yimchar sefer Torah. If he's only going to have the money, if he sells the sefer Torah to have a wife and more children, im'ein lo banim, if he has no children yet, yimchar kidei shisa isha bas banim, then he should have to sell the sefer Torah to marry such a woman. Im yesh lo banim, if he already has children, so then lo yimchar, he doesn't have to sell. He's allowed to marry a woman who's not capable of having further children. And not live alone without marrying a woman. So we see there's the beginning need to have it, even though a person fulfilled the mitzvah prior rivia, there's still an additional mitzvah to have further children. So then the Shulchan Aruch says, Yeshomim, others say, Shafil im Yeshlo Banim Yimkor, Sifrei Torah Kadesh Isha Isha Basbanim. So the opinion argues, no, even if he has children, it's so important to have further children, there's additional mitzvahs that you should sell Sefer Torah even for those additional mitzvahs. Amazing, amazing machlokas here. So who is the machlokas between? We're just looking on the side for a second. It is the Torah quotes from the Rush, his father, the Rush, versus the... Who's the first opinion? It doesn't quote the first opinion here. Okay. So what do we have here in the Beis Shmuel? Beis Shmuel says Sifkat and Yud Gimel Aser Lo La'amud Below Isha Iser Midir Banan. Afa Gavdi Yafina Mikra Lo Tov Yes Levado. It's last week's parsha. We know the person shouldn't be by themselves. Esmachto. It's not a real source. Ayn Beramam Perak Tezvav Helchus Ishus Ramban B'Mechamos Hashem Mesubak. He's actually not sure. He thinks there's a possibility that this is actually an Iser Deraisa to not be married. So, which is just interesting. The question really becomes, is there a mitzvah to be married? He's not addressing mitzvah to be married, but is there an iser involved? So there's a question, is there a requirement to get married? No, it's not one of the mitzvahs. Is it a focus whether kedushin is a marriage mitzvah or not? That's a shaila. It's a mitzvah or to hechsher, to peravu. But this, there might be an iser. There's certainly an iser mitzvah, but to not get married, there's a suffix where there might even be a deraisa, according to the Ramban. Okay. So then look at Sifkat and Yudal of the Beis Shmuel writes further, Isha Bas Banim, a woman who's able to have children, Kasev Arif, the Rambam, the Harash, Midir Banenhu, this is only a Dir Banenhu, Chiv, because the Ramban is Sham, the Ein Kofen also Luchliyama, Lo Takanahu, Elokain, Yishuv Derech Eretz, Vein Machmir Nalav. Not a mitzvah. A person has a son and a daughter, he's going to the mitzvah. This is an Indian of procreating, having, filling up the world. That's a mitzvah derabanan, but we're not kofin. It's not a real, real strict din, which is why the second Yishomim in the Mechaber is a chiddush, that they would say you should sell a Sefer Torah to fulfill this din. That's how the first understanding is. Since it's not a real din, the first understanding is you don't have to sell a Sefer Torah for this.
What do you mean by Yishuv Derech?
I think it means like a tikkun olam, a Yishuv is settling the land. If Yishuv Haaretz, this is Yishuv Derech Haaretz, I mean just filling the land with people, continuing Kadosh Baruch Hu's world. Okay.
Because the lesson of the chinuch in the mitzvah aleph is something along those lines, that the purpose of the mitzvah peribrivia is for Yishuv Haaretz. I was wondering if it's like a stam lashon, meaning it's for Takanas Olam, or if he's using it specifically here, because it's particularly appropriate to refer to Yishuv.
I think it's the same idea as the chinuch is saying that, you know, having children is Yishuv Haaretz, but if the chinuch is using it for the peruvud mitzvah, for the first two children, he's using this to say all additional children, the first two mitzvahs peruvud, that's a very serious thing. Yishuv Haaretz is only after that fact. Okay. So let's look at the Sifkat and Tezayin. Let's skip that next Beis Shmuel. The Sifkat and Tezayin, the Beis Shmuel writes, V'yeshomim, there are others who say, he's quoting the Mechaber here, Shafil v'chulei, even if a person already has fulfilled the mitzvah, there is a, he should still sell Sefer Torah to marry a woman who's capable of having additional mitzvah children. So it says, the Beis Shmuel, how do we paskin? Well, Adas HaMechaber, Nira, Yisfir Le Iker HaGedas HaRishona. We've passed on the first opinion. V'lesa Daha, V'lesa. So he says, "Blessed the Harash." This is not true because the Rosh himself, Kasav, Demochim Afa Gavde Kaim Pirivya. Yechayim Dasim or Ramban Veritvav and Buki Yosef Lomatzina Behedia Misha Sover Kaderi Shona. So although the Mechaber presents it as the Stam, the way the Mechaber rules are, Yeshomim we don't pass like, but it goes against all the Rishonim here. Ela Rosh Rabamor Hevinu came with the Rif. The Rosh and Bamor understand the Rif to mean that, but it's not even clear in the Rif. And the Rosh and Bamor don't learn that don't hold that way. Vein Muchrach Kamoshe Chasav Milchamas Hashem. Even his reading is not such a clear reading in the Rif. Mashkasav Bach B'Shem Tosus Daf Samachalaf. The Sfirle Dein Mokhan Lo Dami. It's not similar to that case. Kisham Kasav Kain Aliba Demasisin of Aler Bishua Pshita the Tarkim Korvachenikers. You have to look at Tosus what he means by that. But very, very strange to say this. Umikomakom Nitzach Ha Damer of Nachman Osilamod Below Isha. Delotema Kishiyam Sharlolisa Isha Bas Banam Yashab Loisha. So you have to read that. I'm not sure the Sugi means this. So you have to look there and Daf Samachal to see what he's going on talking about here. But either way, it comes out the Beis Shmuel, even though Mechaber presents in this way, he's not so comfortable with that's the way we paskin. So let's take a look for a second. Maybe the Gro weighs in here how we would paskin. Yeah, I'm not seeing this in the Gro. He's just giving the background. He's not saying very possible, at least the way I'm reading the Gro really quickly. I don't see it. Okay. Now take a look at the Pisachet Shuvah on the bottom. Sipkat and Yud Beis. The Pisachet Shuvah writes that below Isha, Ayin Berhetev Ve'ayin Berish Yekasiv Deharava Ara Derabban Os Tafkuf Yudzayin Hevi Divrei Hamardach Beis Yudzayin Chedetes Shekasiv Dilaharif Iser Zeh Midaraisa. So we have three shitas, really two, but the Ramban's in this topic, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanon, the Isser of not being married. The Ksas Kasha, Shul Hisker de la Ramam, who in the Rabbanon. Ramam clearly holds it's the Rabbanon only. It turns out there's a machlokas, we showed him the Raisa or the Rabbanon, or Safik. Okay. Let's read the Ramah now. So the Ramah writes, Miu im makishenu ben banim od. If a person recognizes that he is no longer capable of having children, when he's makir that he can't have children and he can't. What's sort of the double lashon there? So yisa isha sheinu bas banim. The Ramah says in that case, if he knows he's not capable of having children, so then he's allowed to marry a woman who's not able to have children either. Also, if he has many, many children, it's a very important line for birth control use. In this case, you don't have if he marries a woman, the more children will cause fights between him and his children, the wife. He's allowed to marry a woman who is not able to have children. Aser to live without a wife. So again, this is a very, as I said, so it's the same thing if a woman uses birth control where there's no other yisurim. Birth control is a whole other topic. You get around the shechas elavatala, you get around all the other concerns there. So then, maybe this would be a hetter. This is what they rely on sometimes if it's going to cause more fights. So then that's that could be a. Important Ramah.
What comes out clear from the Ramah is that the chiyuv, or the isra lishi below isha, is a much bigger inyan than marrying an isha bas banim. It's not just that you can marry an isha she'ina bas banim if you have some sort of technical heter. It sounds like, right, you can marry a woman who's not a bas banim if that's going to cause fights. But if I'm marrying a woman, even if she's not bas banim, that's going to cause fights. That's not a sufficient heter.
Correct. Exactly. Okay. So I think we're good with all Mosei Kalim here. Okay, just look at that. Just Beis Shmuel. One last Beis Shmuel in Sifkat and Yud Zayin. He says, "Leishev belo isha, v'atam humishim chashash k'tata yachlvata mitzvah pirivya." So, because you pointed out, because Oh, but consider bitul perivya. So then you could mevatel it, chashash of fighting. About mishum chashash k'tatos, ain lasos aveira, keishul chosh pendis gabar lavi etzahara. But to live single, that we won't allow. Okay. Says the Mechaber, now Sif Tes, no say Adam Kama Nashim, a person can marry multiple wives, who to Efshir Lamekam Bisipukayu, as long as he's able to. So this time we did this last time?
I don't think so.
So why are we calling all these Pisuka Chuvas? I think we skipped Sif Ches accidentally. I think that's what happened. I think we skipped Sif Ches, and I think that's what Kamenetsky mentioned to us. So I'm pretty sure we did Sif Tes, because I remember doing all those Pisuka Chuvas about Takanj Rabbeinu Gershom. So I think we'll have to sieve you now.
Okay,
but yeah, I think that's what happened.
I just have a quick question on that Ramah. The Rehiti even test Zayin. Says Mishum Chashash Ketati Yochol Bata Mitzvahs La'erev Al Tanach Yadacha Aholo La'asav Zavira Yishlach Hushpani Skabri Yitzur Lev. More or less what the Beis Shmuel said. But can you even die from the fact that he says to Mivatal Mitzvahs La'erev Al Tanach Yadacha, that if he had only one child and he's afraid that that child is going to end up in fights with his wife, that he'd still have to marry a woman who's a basbanim in order to make a period, because the heter is only from Erev Al Tanach Yadacha?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Very good. Okay, so let's go right to now. Let's Sif Tes we did last time. Let's jump to Sif Yud now. So Sif Yud, the Mechaber writes, Rabbeinu Gershom Hechrim al Hanose al Ishto. He placed someone in Hechrim who married someone on top of his first wife. Aval biyavama lo Hechrim v'chein barusa. But in a situation of Yibam, he wasn't Machim. Let's say, meaning a man had married a woman, and then his brother died, leaving a widow without children. So that man, the brother-in-law, does Yibam. And the Chabad, the Sephardim, the Yibam was for the Ashkenazim, we'll see. It's not Shaykh for us, but the Sephardim would have done Yibam. So he could do Yibam, even though it would mean the second wife for them. The Chayin Barusa, also, he would permit one to get engaged to a second woman. What does that accomplish? So let's see. So let's take a look now at the Beis Shmuel before we go to the Ramah. The Beis Shmuel writes in Sifkatan Chafalaf, Rabbeinu Gershom Hechrim, Hatam Ivur Baha Gos Mamarnus Diksubis, probably Hagos Mordechai Diksubis, Mishim Ktata Tikun, because of the fight between the two wives. Lo Mishim Dirara Di Yisura. There's not an Isser involved in marrying two wives, it's fighting. Vikasav Bidarche Moshe Nafkamina Mizeh Hecha Di Ika Plugsa Bitakanta Hameka Lo Hivsu. Came the Lekka Chashash Isser. But let's say the machlok is exactly what the takana was. If the takana was understood to be an iser, so safik iser lechumra. This is safik in the takana, then you can be mekel. Gam kasav achshav acher elef chamishi kvar kol hazman. Then the time it had expiration date on it. So after this time, the fifth millennia. So umikan ve'elach einu elam minag. Now it's only a minag, not a takana. It's much weaker. Shenogul hachmer. We have a custom to be mekel now. The past 700 years. You can't permit this in front of people who are knowing minag iser based on the sugyas and psachim. But let's say somehow there's safek. He doesn't describe an example of a safek, but if there's somehow a safek, since nowadays it's only a minag, so you can be makim. Okay, so this is not an iser, it's simply a takana, which now has evolved into a minag ba'ama, which again you cannot be matir in front of those who are knowing an iser.
The reason is only Mishum Ketata, let's say a guy's wife, Chas V'Shalom, is in a coma. And the doctor says she has no chance of coming out. So technically speaking, he's still married to her, but there's definitely no Chashash Ketata. He then say Lechad Chila, that he's Mechuyiv. Lechora, any time that you say Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't apply, you'd say that the Chiyiv to have a wife applies.
Correct.
So in that case,
it's a very good, I don't know, it's a very good question. Very good question. I imagine with Paskin you can't. But I my side, I never looked into it. I don't know. I wonder if Piskun Chuva addresses this. Let's poke around and see what we find here. It's very good. Let's take a look at this Chayin Barusa for a moment, then we'll look at the Piskun Chuva. There's a lot here in the Piskun Chuva. The Sifkat Nechabez says the Beis Shmuel, the Chayin Barusa, Kolomer Kimo Shalot Tikun Klum Biyavama Rasha Liyavam. He's allowed to do Yibam Afagab the Yeshlo Isha. Kain lo tikkun barusa. So too they made the same takana by arusa. Hainu. Im ein rotsu likanes. He doesn't want to marry her. He just wants to engage another woman. Ein kofanos o lichnos. We don't make him get married. Kain the rotsu ligarisho. So since he wants to divorce her. Aba im ein rotsu ligarisho. What's the case here? Sorry. No, sorry. If he's engaged to a woman, so then there's no takana. So again, if he doesn't want to marry her, so we don't call for him to get to marry her, since he ends up wanting to divorce her. But let's say agav aval im ena rota legarsha kofenos or liknos or legarish. What's the case? I don't understand the case then. Why are we forcing him to get married if that would violate the takana?
Does it stand to reason that we would have an isser of having an arusa for a longer amount of time than necessary because it's being machshel people? Or it could be machshel people? Is that a reasonable swear?
I don't see it. I have to take a look up in the source here. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, let's go now to. We have to leave that aside. We have to look my eye into that a little bit. Maybe the Gra says something here. Is there a Gra? Right, he just says there's no requirement to marry her. So that's how I understood it. But I don't understand what Beis Shmuel is saying. You can engage a woman. You don't have to marry her. So you're saying now if it's too long to get engaged, and then we force him to get married or divorced. But once you force him to get married, then that's going to violate the Isser of Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom. So, okay, so I'm not sure what the Beis Shmuel is trying to get at here. Okay, now let's look at some interesting Pesachei Tshuvas. Pesachei Tshuva writes, let's take a look at Tzivkat Yudal Al Ishto, Ein Beis Shmuel Lekamon, Simon Kufnun Ches, Tzivkat and Aleph, Shkasev Lechor Nir Bezman Azesh Yesh Tar Acherim Rabbeinu Gershom, Shelo Yisa Isha Al Ishto, Ein Eidecha Neman Lehoid Shemesa Ishto, the Hadavar Shinis Chazek B'Isserhu, the Ein Eidecha Neman, Moshkas of Yerdea, Simon Kuf Chavzai Ad Kan Lashona. So, what's going on? So, now that we accept this Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom, not to marry another woman, so now it's become the Cheskas Isser, and Eidecha can undo that Isser. The Sham Kosev Zeh Kimistapik. He writes it there, he's not sure. Ach Besimen Tezvav Sivkat and Chav Kosev Kain Bepshitis. But he writes it Pashu that it's also another Simon. Vain Betshuvas Nadu Behuda Evan Ezra Simon Lama Gimel Bidim Raskol Haola Kosev Shadivre Beishmul Bezeh Einam Mukrachim. It's not so clear that it has to be this way. Gam Sefer Karbon Nisan. Okay, he goes on to explain this a little bit further. Unclear Eidechad. He's getting to the nature of Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom. What is this developed into? Is it Mamish a real Isser? Is it mamash a real iser cheskas iser right now, or it's a minug or a takana? So the Beis Shmuel says it's not an iser at all. He says it's simply a takana that evolved into a minug. So an eid echad would be trusted to say that a woman died and you could remarry someone else. But according to Beis Shmuel later on, it sounds like it's an iser. So that's an important afkamina. Let's go a little bit further now, where it says v'sham in bold, v'sham heir o lach kor bazeh beid echad shemeid shemeisa ishto. So an Eid Echad says that a person's wife passed away. So now he wants to marry his deceased wife's sister. He also asks another question. Can he marry the sister and another woman? Two women now. So now, da'af imamin and also neged zeh, shemuta lisa acheres. Mikomakum also lisa achos. So he says, okay, we believe in Eidecha to marry a second wife because maybe the first wife isn't dead, we're not really sure. But to permit an Isser, Kares, to Achosa, that we don't permit. Ayin Beis Shmuel B'Simun Tazvav. So Mi'ata, from now, Kevan, Shebal Lishol Ashnei Devarav. Now he's asking two questions, though. Which just as Hilchas, I'm not sure, Hilchas Kavadar Rav type of question. Davar Torah V'Drabanon Ke'achad. Right, the Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom is a din derabanan, and Achoso is din deraisa. Efshu de ein anu yuchol nahakel gam bein derabanan. Maybe we can't be make on either one now, even on the marrying of another woman. Why? Because they have a zilzul divrei chazal. Because we're saying divrei chazal is divrei chazal. We're makel, and divrei Torah we're machmir. So that's a bizayon to divrei chazal. So maybe in this particular instance, we need to be machmir in both shilas. The Kamoshi Kosar Radbaz Rabba Magen Avram Hilchos Kriyashma Misave Kara Kriyashma. The Loch is that Rabbaz writes that your chos are Kari Mushum the Kriyashma the Raisa. You're not sure if you said Shema, so you have to repeat it again. Not repeat it, you have to say it, because maybe you didn't say it. And even Safek your chozer. Gemara, based on the Gemara in Brachos. So he says, after Rak Pasuk Rishon, why just say the first Pasuk according to the way some Paskin? Why did they say the whole Parsha? You call Malcolm Tzarch Likros Kol Ashlosha Parshios. Kaven the Anu Mesupakin al Deraisa, Derbanam, Kiacha. The Safek is on both. The first pasuk, which is deraisa, and the rest, which is derbanan, im anu machmir na dibe Torah, who may kill me derbanan, have a kimizalza bemilsa derbanan. Passing Rabba. So here too as well, if you're asking these two questions at the same time, so if you're going to be machmir in the din deraisa, we may leave to be machmir in the din derbanan as well. Very important. You sow it throughout Shas, throughout Halacha.
Mm-hmm. Well, if his wife is Safik dead, then doesn't he have a Safik Chiyuv Derabanan, and going to Ramban, Safik Chiyuv Deraisa, to have another wife? So therefore, at least it should be the Derabanan of Takanas Ben Gershom versus the Derabanan of having a wife. Each one is only, you know, a Safik. You have a Safik Isser Derabanan versus a Safik Chiyuv Derabanan, and you have Neid Echad, so helping one side. Shouldn't that be Machriya?
No, because the Issa to get married is a Shevi Al Tasa. If he stays married to Shevi Al Tasa, he's only violating the Issa Shevi Al Tasa. But to say, get married to somebody else, come we ask, say, that would be your Zilzel. I think that would be the difference.
Then, in Chirim Marina Gershom has enough power to overturn Chiyuv Derabanan.
So that's the debate here. So the Beis Shmuel here on the daf doesn't say that. He thinks it's a takana. So maybe this Beis Shmuel would say, no, maybe not. Maybe you'd be able to marry. Maybe we wouldn't be machmir, maybe. Maybe you could... But the kind of concern is the achosa right now. No matter how you understand...
Well, achosa is a safik deraisa.
Correct.
So that's for sure.
But so once you're machmir on that, so his chiddush is you're being machmir on the takana shebein gershom as well, regardless of it being an iser or takana or minha.
What about the previous case? Where he's not coming to
ask. Okay. So in that case, so that he's only going on the... There it seems he's assuming it's an Isser, as opposed to simply a... If you assume it's a Minag of his Banazeh, then yeah, you have a very strong question. The question is, you have a Minag that you violate the Kumbh Aseh versus a Shevi Al Taseh, Isser Derbanan / Isser Deraisa possibly. That's an interesting question. Okay, let's do another Pesachei Teshuva here. I am Minod B'Yehuda. We're going to jump down just that next two lines. I am Minod B'Yehuda Tinyana Simen Vav Al Davar Ha'ish Asher B'Shnas Ravon. A year of regular food, a big famine. And Halach Ha'ishto Mimenu, his wife left him. Ubenu Basima took the children along. Midochak Parnas Asam. They had nothing to eat. They had to go find food. Mehem Davar Yosemishmona Shanim, it's been 8 years he hasn't heard from them. So your question was you know where the wife is? The wife is brain dead, is in a coma. So this is 8 years you haven't heard from him. So this might be better and worse, we'll see. Beheshiv Shain Limitsalo Azer, there's no way no help here. Came at Shaishalo Pasha. She didn't do anything wrong. She was looking for food. Machmas Ravon Halcha. She went with permission. We don't know why she's being held back. There's no mitzvah, there's no mitzvah here. So we think of him Cain, Kain Pir, mitzvah Pir Rivia. So there's no mitzvah here. You can ask your question, isn't there an Isser below Isha? Let's see if he addresses this. Bafshe Knesset Gedola Osayin Ches Mevi Chuvas Rashachim Nishba Yachal Baal Likach Isha Ches. Ah, if she gets taken away, you're allowed to. Will I marry Sham Shlokaim Purivya? Maybe there's no mitzvah, but he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah just yet. But if he did, maybe you couldn't if she's held in captivity. Visayim the Afshe Ishvar Ladun Lhatir Lo Shalo Yeh Nichsha Behira Veira Bechoyom. Similar to that, it's what we were talking about just before. Mikom Makov Nasata Devechal Ishirin. What's this man? Is it a week? Is it 2 weeks? Is it a month? Is it 10 years? we have no gather to work with. What? How does the Yetzer Hara work? Each person works differently. He thinks in theory there should be a reason to be matir based on what you're saying, but since there's no way to give a good shear to this, he can't give a heter. It's ready for this particular case. It's been 8 years and he's been fine. Well, he doesn't. We don't know what the guy's been doing, but if you can find 100 rabbanim, so then I'm not going to protest. He's not to say it's permitted, but it's scary. He's scared to permit such a thing. This is a takana shebeinu geshem. You see how seriously they take this. Okay. So let's do a next few lines. We have it's a short one. The text piece. Visham b'simin zayin nishal al sheila kizeh mamish. So now we're adding a little bit of twist to this case. Similar case, the women and children leave, and there's an eid echad to throw into the mix here. So what's going on? So the eid echad says shama me'echad she'isha mesa. Okay. So now there's some testimony that she died. V'heishiv lahatir. In that case, no b'yuda permits. Machmas ha'adas ha'eid. We saw this above that eid echad is permitted. Maybe. Actually, we saw that it was a suffix above. Because of the after the benori bihud the kama simin lama gimelo yichrati list or the very abe shmuel lechalutin of abe simin nindalad bidurim askel vehine bema eveti divre hatosos the mashino davar shabirva after this chazek yisur eino barer shein edacha neeman rak with safkolan vim kain bisser der baran yesh lahakil who befrat shizeshan rabba shavad zirchra karav hadavar shemesa bishasiravon lachen yesh latir. So again, you have to look at the truth to really appreciate this even more, but unclear whether the eid echad works in general, and the Yehuda really wants to go against the Beis Shmuel, but he's scared to go against the Beis Shmuel. But since he wants to, and plus the fact that it's a Shas Ravon, and there's eid echad that she died, all that together, in this particular case, he permitted it.
I wonder why he throws in that last bit about the fact that the Frat Shas Ravon.
Because I guess it's a Ragaim Adavar that she didn't make it.
I'm saying, so is it... Is that to be meduyak that if there wasn't that circumstance, he would have
spiced? Possibly, or maybe not, but maybe just it's something added he could just throw in there. Not that it's needed, but just once he's loading up other kulas, that's another reason to be mako. Let's do one more, fine. Because of all these interesting chuvas. Because of old shambasim and ches be'uvda shehaid ha'aid shibhayosib emakum ploni mesa isha plonis. When he was in a particular area, an eid echad testified that this woman died. About her eid lo yada eishes miyuhu, didn't know who she was married to. The ish b'shama hadvarim, the man heard, ha'eila amar ish tihi, b'zeh, this is my wife, yesh ladun ulai ha'bal davar atmo eino neman, maybe he's not believed. B'makum dika lamecha shema eina av nasan bisha achars, maybe he's looking at another woman, so he said, oh, that's my wife. Ayin l'kaman b'samach b'shem tshuva, ma'ashmevi b'shem, not sure the Rosh Tevos here. Komakum kevin di bizman hazeh shekvar kal hazman chayim rabino gershom leka chashash iser Torah megam me'acher di mitchila lo ischazik iser rak mipiv shemeshiyesh lo isha yesh lakir. So he says that in this case, since nowadays it's really only a minog, the time has passed. And plus, who knows that this guy's married in the first place? We only know it because he said. No Edom said he got married. But based on all these things, he's mekel. But let's say they're Edom that we said, we saw that he got married. So maybe then it wouldn't be so posh that he could undo it by saying that's his wife.
Well, it's Miyadu Lagarisha anyway, no?
Not when she's not around.
Because then you could have said that he divorced her before he sent her off. And then you have to believe that, no?
Same based on that amigo. Interesting. Not sure. Okay, alright, so interesting discussions here, these various cases. Yeah.
Is he implying that if Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom was as in full strength, it would be an Issa D'Oraisa? Shekvar kol hazman Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom leka chashash Issa D'Oraisa? Issa Torah?
It's a good point. I guess you look at the tshuva, unless he's understanding it to be under the rubric of losasar, perhaps. I don't know. Sounds like a fascinating discussion to Kanesh Rabbeinu Gershom. Okay, fine. We'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem will learn Thursday, Minchas Chinuch.